This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate. بذكر الله ترتاح القلوب وتنزاح
المتاعب والكروب. A story that I wanted to share with you also shows the attachments, or in fact detachment, of some of the righteous people to the dunya. It was a story of Salim, the son of Abdullah, the son of Umar ibn al-Khattab. So he's the grandson of Umar ibn al-Khattab. And this guy was a really great, not only was he a scholar in different aspects of knowledge, but he was also someone who detached from the dunya. During his lifetime, he was doing, he was in the house in Mecca, the sacred house, and he was doing tawaf. And he is spotted by Hisham ibn Abd al-Malik, who was either the Khalifa at the time, the Umayyad Khalifa, or he was at least maybe the son or the brother of a Khalifa at that time. So he is obviously from the ruling party. Now he recognizes Salim, and he says, "Salim, this is a great guy. This is my opportunity to maybe offer him something, you know, just show that I respect what he's doing and something like that." So Hisham comes up to Salim, and he says to Salim, "Alaka haja? Do you need anything?" And this was like a question they would ask, you know, almost like saying, "If you need anything, I'm here. If you need any help, I can fulfill it for you." So Salim was seen to be a little bit upset. He said, "You know, do you not have any shame asking me if I need anything in the house of Allah, where all needs are addressed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?" Hisham was a bit, you know, taken aback by this response, you know, and so he left him. Now Salim continues his tawaf, he does his prayers, etc. Now as when he leaves the house, Hisham says, "Okay, well maybe this is another opportunity to ask him." So Hisham comes up to Salim once again. He says, "Alaka haja? Do you need anything? You know, before you told me not to ask you because we're in the house. Now we're outside the sacred house, the sacred masjid. Do you need anything?" He said, "Are you asking me if I need anything from the needs of the dunya or the akhirah? أتسألني من حوائج الدنيا أم الآخرة?" Are you asking if I need something of the dunya or the akhirah? He said, "لا بل من الدنيا." I mean, I can't give you anything from the akhirah, obviously, so I'm offering you something from the dunya. And here comes the beautiful response of Salim. He said, "فوالله ما سألتها ممن يملكها." فكيف أسألها ممن لا يملكها? By Allah, I did not ask any of the needs of the dunya from the one who owns it, the real person, the real being who owns it. So why should I ask it from someone who doesn't own it? SubhanAllah, look at that beautiful detachment. I didn't even ask the dunya from the one who owns it. I didn't ask it from Allah. I never asked him for the dunya. I never asked him for anything. Why should I take it from you? And you don't even own the dunya. Who are you to give out the dunya? As Allah says, "أَهُمْ يَقْسِمُونَ رَحْمَةَ رَبِّكَ." Are they the ones who divide the mercy of your Lord? Do they give out things? No, of course not. So a great example of detachment to the dunya and the honor that a person has in being associated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a great lesson. It's a beautiful reminder. I hope you enjoyed it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.